Periodically, we post articles from the St. Luke's Institute in Silver Springs, Maryland. For those of you who are unfamiliar with this institute, let's take a look at their mission statement. It states, "The mission of the education and consulting services provided by the education department staff in conjunction with St. Luke's Institute's clinical staff is to foster the healthy psycho-spiritual development and well-being of women and men who serve the church both in the U.S. and abroad. Our goal is to provide affordable and accessible learning opportunities that will, number one, offer personal support to persons in leadership in congregations, dioceses, and the helping professions. Two, to assist religious and clergy to live more fully and healthily. Three, to assist newer members in their transition to community and diocesan life. And fourth, to promote a healthy and realistic understanding of the life, needs, and or problems of clergy and religious." Let's now turn to an article that they have posted recently. It is entitled Boundaries. It's the story of Father David, who apparently has crossed some boundaries. The reasons for crossing those boundaries, the damage it can do, and what might be therapeutic ways of countering it. The article is by Hedy Irmer, I-R-M-E-R, who is a continuing care therapist at St. Luke's Institute. The article reads as follows. "Father David has enjoyed decades of satisfying ministry both in parish work and as a spiritual director. He is well liked by his current and former parishioners and is often sought out for counseling and spiritual direction. Father David's confreres describe him as helpful and caring. He goes out of his way to help vulnerable parishioners and directees, as well as older or ailing members of the community. Sometimes Father David spends so much energy caring for the community and others that he neglects his own needs, leaving little time for recreation or adequate rest and self-care. In the last few months, Father David has been withdrawing from community events. His hygiene is poor, and his mood and energy are at an all-time low. Although Father David is responsive to others, he tends to be particularly attentive to women whom he describes as needy. Throughout his priesthood, he has developed close relationships with the women he has met through his ministerial roles as pastor and spiritual director. Recently, a woman in his current parish complained to the pastor that Father David had used inappropriate language with her and had hugged her without her consent. When this complaint was shared with Father David's provincial, who was already concerned about Father David's withdrawal from community and symptoms of burnout, he referred Father David to St. Luke's Institute for an evaluation. This next section is entitled The Impact of Poor Boundaries. When Father David arrived at St. Luke's Institute for evaluation and subsequent treatment, he had little awareness of his poor personal and ministerial boundaries and of his own emotional needs. While he acknowledged having numerous emotionally intimate relationships with women over the years, some of which had been physical, he was not able to see the exploitative and immoral nature of his behaviors. Simply put, Father David was unaware of the inherent power differential in these relationships and of the many ways in which he displayed inappropriate boundaries, both in his ministry and in his community. While at St. Luke's Institute, Father David worked hard in individual therapy and in group therapy to understand how poor boundaries in his family of origin led to his lack of understanding of healthy personal boundaries. Father David initially struggled with the realization that his own boundaries had been crossed as a child in a number of different situations. the oldest child of an alcoholic father, he had been neglected by his father and simultaneously became his mother's emotional confidant at a very young age. He learned to expect and seek out emotional closeness from women in his life, regardless of whether or not it was appropriate. As treatment progressed, Father David also came to terms with having been sexually abused on three separate occasions as a child and young adult, including one time that involved sexual abuse by a priest. While at St. Luke's Institute, he resisted identifying these events as abuse, but eventually came to this recognition. Father David learned how the violation of his boundaries when he was young and vulnerable led to a diminished sense of self. Furthermore, over time, he was also able to acknowledge that he had frequently violated the boundaries of needy women out of his own unmet needs for emotional intimacy, acceptance, and a desire for control in ambiguous situations. After many interventions from his therapist, Father David realized that he had used his role as a priest to cross the boundaries of others in order to get his needs met. Father David also looked more carefully at his caretaking behaviors and came to understand that his tendency to create relationships where others depended on him came from a fundamental need to be needed. He learned that what he had considered to be caring behavior was sometimes his way of getting his own emotional needs met by receiving validation or extra attention from others in his community, especially those in leadership. Additionally, by the time Father David was ready to return home, he was able to name his numerous relationships with women as exploitative and immoral, and he had a clear sense of what he would and would not do in ministry settings. The next section is titled Developing Healthy Boundaries. First at St. Luke's Institute and then at home, Father David's task was to translate his new knowledge about healthy boundaries into behaviors in his daily life. While he was able to accept his restriction of no one-on-one ministry with women, Father David had a harder time terminating some friendships he had maintained with women with whom he had had inappropriate actions in the past. He talked with his new therapist about how to establish better boundaries, and he initiated ending the relationships where boundaries had been crossed previously. He also talked with his superior and other confreres about his need to limit his involvement with vulnerable or elderly members of the community so that he would not fall into unhealthy caretaking behaviors. Father David will receive support for his new behaviors from his therapist, his continuing care support group, and by attending 12-step meetings each week. When he returns to St. Luke's Institute for continuing care over the next 5 years, he will be expected to discuss his successes and challenges in establishing healthy boundaries with others. While the first few months after residual treatment are critical for establishing healthy new behaviors, the development and maintenance of healthy boundaries is a lifelong task that requires self-awareness, accountability, and support. Father David is changing habits he developed over a lifetime in order to respect those to whom he ministers and to honor his newfound sense of personal integrity. End of article. Those wishing to read articles such as this, and they cover a large range of issues, from overeating to depression to alcoholism, you name it, any type of a mental or psychological difficulty, usually is part of the work of St. Luke's Institute to Overcome. You can access St. Luke's Institute on the internet. We have it in one of our links on our website. But for your information, it is www.sli.org. SLI, St. Luke's Institute. May this work be of help to you in understanding the complex psychological lives we all have. God bless.